Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Still searching for survivors in Surfside.
Waiting and waiting and waiting for news.
Still sweating it out in Seattle.
It's rough when you're not used to it.
U.S. troops pulling out of Afghanistan.
Raising concerns of an all-out civil war.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. There are new images and information that could help pin down the cause of the deadly condo collapse in Florida. USA Today has obtained a letter written by the head of the condo association more than 2 months ago, warning residents deterioration in the basement was getting worse and it would cost millions of dollars to fix, but it needed to be done. Correspondent David Begno has more information from Surfside.
There's an anonymous contractor who shared photos with the Miami Herald. They show a wet floor, cracked concrete, and severely corroded rebar in the building's pool equipment room. And these photos were taken just 2 days before the building collapsed. That anonymous contractor also reported deep standing water in the parking garage just below the pool deck. It is not known if either played a role in the collapse. While most of the victims' families are still waiting for an answer this morning, Luis Bermudez is preparing to take his only child back to Puerto Rico, a young man who had not walked since the age of 9, survived heart surgery, a stroke, a spinal cord injury, only to die this way.
That boy was in a wheelchair, in a bed, and he was teaching you how to live life and how to be happy.
I miss him a lot, and I'm going to miss him every second of every day, every minute and day.
So far, 11 bodies have been pulled from the pile of debris. 150 people are still unaccounted for. WFOR-TV's Austin Carter attended a vigil last night.
Hearts are heavy.
I just cannot imagine the anguish, the torture of seeing the rubble and yet hoping against hope.
Many brought to tears, holding a single flower or a candle.
And we're all hurting, absolutely. This has been tough.
Dozens quickly turned into hundreds along the beach.
Everybody's coming together. I mean, nobody's ever seen something like this before.
Cooler temperatures are expected in the Pacific Northwest after yet another day of record-breaking heat. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in Seattle, where it hit 106 yesterday.
For the first time ever, Seattle reached triple-digit temperatures for a third day in a row.
Everything sold out. Like today, we couldn't get any ice. Everything is completely gone.
For days, a dome of stifling heat has parked itself over the Pacific Northwest, causing some restaurants to temporarily close and roads to buckle.
Here we go.
Larry Snyder calls himself a community helper, taking donations to give water to the homeless or anyone in need.
Water is the one thing that people on the street are really short of right now.
Some cities even had to close public pools. In Seattle, the hot pool deck made conditions unsafe.
Today's forecast for Seattle calls for temperatures in the 90s, still about 20 degrees above normal. The Delta variant is driving coronavirus cases up around the world. In California, the LA Health Department is now recommending everyone wear masks again in public indoor spaces, even if they've been vaccinated. While studies show current shots provide long-term protection against the original strain, it's not certain whether they're as effective against variants. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
6 months out, the immunity was better than thought and looked very good. But those were to the original strains of the virus. The virus is changing, so likelihood is, especially the elderly, will need a booster shot sometime in the late fall, and people with medical conditions. Everybody else, the jury is out. This was positive data. Immune responses look really robust, but I'm not sure it's enough for all of the variants.
As for Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine,
the CDC has the data. That is who has been hospitalized and what vaccine they got. We are anxiously awaiting for them to release that data, so we will know if those people need to get an RNA vaccine about 6 months after their original shot.
Both Pfizer and Moderna are mRNA vaccines. A new study shows many young cancer survivors are hesitant to get vaccinated. CBS's Elise Preston has the details.
Researchers at Oxford University say about a third of survivors who were diagnosed between their teen and young adult years are hesitant to get the shot. Cancer survivors have weakened immune systems, making them more vulnerable to the coronavirus.
Disney was hoping to launch its first test cruise from Florida today, but it's been delayed until next month after five crew members tested positive for COVID, even though they were all vaccinated and had no symptoms. As U.S. troops pull out of Afghanistan, government forces there are losing ground to the Taliban. Correspondent Charlie Daggett came under fire, getting a firsthand look.
We knew the Taliban was getting close to the capital. We were about to find out how close. We arrived at this combat outpost in Kapisa province, less than a two-hour drive out of Kabul. Soon to find a machine gunner opening fire on advancing Taliban militants in the valley below, triggering a firefight between the Taliban and a combination of Afghan soldiers and local residents who have taken up arms. The Taliban has doubled the territory it holds in just 2 months, untroubled by American airstrikes. Across the country, local militias like these are filling the void, raising concerns of an all-out civil war. A local commander says he tells his men, war is not the solution, but we have to defend our country. Charlie Daggett, CBS News, Kapisa Province, Afghanistan.
A lawyer for the Trump Organization says he expects the company will face criminal charges in New York City, but the former president will not. Mr. Trump's attorneys met with prosecutors yesterday. They say they expect the company to be accused of failing to pay taxes on corporate benefits and perks. In a statement, the former president calls it standard practice and accuses prosecutors of being rude, nasty, and totally biased. A federal judge has dismissed antitrust lawsuits claiming Facebook is a monopoly. CNET's Ian Schur.
The way we typically see antitrust is a question of what harm the company has done to consumers. And when it comes to companies like Facebook and Google, it's not so easy to prove.
The suits were brought by the Federal Trade Commission and a group of state attorneys general. A dream comes true for a 70-year-old baseball fan.
Back in 1961, Gwen Goldman wrote the Yankees a letter requesting to be a Batgirl. But because she was a girl, the then 10-year-old got rejected. 60 years later, Goldman's daughter resubmitted the request.
On behalf of the entire organization, it would be my great honor for you to join us to serve as our honorary Batgirl for the day.
Oh, it is my honor and my dream. I will be there.
Goldman even threw out the first pitch of the Yankee game Monday night.
You know when they say dreams come true? This is it.
Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
There are changes coming to post-pandemic Broadway.
The boy who lived, lives on.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will return in November as a condensed single show instead of a two-parter. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, June 29th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.